Medicare came into being in the 1960s along with Medicaid as part of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. So it's been around the United States for about, 45 years? Medicare, like Social Security, is an entitlement. Medicare, like Social Security, is a mainstay safety net in the United States, and Medicare is also for old people. At 65, you get Medicare, which is health care for the aged. But Medicare, unlike Social Security, is in trouble. The health care costs in the United States are just increasing at an enormously rapid rate. People are staying older longer and are staying alive longer, unhealthy. And so more and more and more money is pouring out of Medicare. Medicare is a problem to the long-range economy of the United States. I don't know how you go about fixing it. Medicare comes from a 1.45 FICA tax out of everybody's employment paycheck. That is matched by a 1.45% pay by the employer. That 1.45% goes to the moon. It's unlike Social Security, where it stops at $113,700. This one goes up and up and up and up. And even with all of that income, it is draining. And it is draining at a fast rate. Medicare is so significant to old people because you need to stay healthy. You need to have access to the doctor's office, to a hospital. And Medicare covers prescription drugs. It covers hospital care and doctor's office care, and it's a significant part of people's lives. But it is running into funding problems, and the government is going to have to get creative in how they deal with it. Public policy is going to have to take it on. It's going to be a challenge. This is a problem in the United States economically, politically, and socially. And it's a problem that has to be dealt with soon, because the future economic status of the United States and health of the United States is at stake here.